This is the end. Hold your breath and count to ten. Feel the earth move and then.
We're coming back on air, and you know, I'm a little bit more energized than usual, especially because of the upgrade in my new technologies that I'm using for my own personal health, and I got a lot of stuff on my plate. I mean, when I look at my to-do list, and it's pages and pages, and I look at all the things that need to be done, that I need to provide leadership on, and when I get so excited when I have guests like Jonathan Gray, who I consider probably one of the most brilliant Christian activists, apologists, and scholars in the world. In fact, my wife, who was pretty critical, Michelle, pretty intelligent, her comment was that when she saw the 4-DVD set, and the fifth video, she has never seen anything more profound ever from a Christian author. Now, people need to know you're both a prophet and a journalist because you're presenting things that are happening right now as we speak. So when people want to argue that these things aren't really happening or the thesis doesn't match up between Christian prophecy and Islamic prophecy or even Hopi, etc., they're not paying attention because it's not even open to discussion anymore. It's an open fact that you present with such logic, including the scriptures, that they can't dispute that this is the third woe or the third jihad, according to Islamic prophecy, or that we're deep into the end of the secular age, the age of mankind ruled by dark forces of evil. This age is about to end, isn't it?
Oh, yes. But
it's going to be most
definitely.
It's going to be extremely messy. Now, I want you to comment on what happened with Brexit, because we had Lord Monckton on Alex Jones' show trying to fright the heck out of people that there's going to be marching armies of French and German troops march around Europe to make sure nobody can leave. That's not going to happen. It'll be bankers in three-piece suit with laptops and attaché cases. And it'll be people like the Vatican, the Pope, who's the satanic overlord of evil, this dark master of Satanism, and the Sabbatean Satanistic Jews, which are a tiny minority that worship the coiled serpent god, study the Sephiroth Zira, the Talmud of Babylon, and the Zohar. And if you don't know these things, and you think you know more than Dr. Deagle, have the nerve to call into the show or contact me directly, because when you think it's just hooey, or it's one somebody said a few weeks ago, they called it and call it malarkey. No, you are full of malarkey out there if you don't investigate the facts, because you're putting yourself and all of us in danger if you don't get informed. Whether you live in New Zealand, Australia, Canada, America, Europe, France, China, you need to know these facts because the world is winding down to a catastrophe of literally the greatest biblical convergence of catastrophes that the human race has ever in the past or in the future will ever be exposed to. That's biblically fact. So, Jonathan, tell us about your DVD set again for those who haven't heard about it before and how they can go to BeforeUs.com and obtain it, because it's really important people understand this is required reading. If you listen to the program and you think, well, I got a better opinion, I know more than Dr. Deagle or Dr. Jonathan Gray, I think he's foolish, or that Islam was fostered by the Catholic Church, and even when I had Bill Warner on from PoliticalIslam.com, he was unaware of this. When I talked to Leo Zagami, he was aware, who has his training and his, you know, inside, he said, Confessions of an Illuminati Part 2, he's fully aware of the fact that Islam was created by the Catholic Church, and the current version of the Catholic Church in Islam will be the primary enemy that will push the world toward catastrophe, isn't it?
That's right, and that's what the third woe is telling us.
Right.
Dr. Ville, yes, this DVD set was put out especially to wake people up and help them realize that we're living now at the end of the end times. Now, the four DVDs are described in detail on my site, BeforeUs.com.
Right.
That's the main page of my website. And
right.
In the top left-hand corner, there is a pink box, and the first words in that have a link which says the Vatican, Islam, and Jerusalem. Click on
right.
that link and it opens up the whole page and shows you what you have coming to you if you order that set.
Right.
We have
I can
lots
read it
of
off,
free bonuses along with the
I can
set
read it off the head titles
well.
And you can kind of fill it in. Number one DVD, The Invasion of America, Europe, and Australia. Number two, Why the Vatican Created Islam. Number three, The Coming Muslim Empire in Israel. Which, by the way, the caliphate they don't want in Istanbul, where they had to slaughter yesterday. And by the way, we talked with John, with Harley Schlanger, who was in meetings in Europe over the weekend. And the reason why the slaughter happened is Erdogan, who's a psychotic maniac Muslim, was supporting Islam, and they're coming back to extreme Islam maniacs that they're supporting and biting them after he apologized for shooting down a Russian jet as part of the plan to try to replace the Assad regime. And after he apologized, he decided to slaughter, I think, 60 of their own citizens in Istanbul with three ISIS attacks and injure another 60 or 70. So people need to understand this is a danger for regular Islam as well as everybody else in the world, but there's a dark alliance between the Vatican, Islam, extreme Islam, and we call violent, aggressive Islam and these jihads or hiraj, and the globalists. They're all coming together in a satanic convergence of evil. And the coming Muslim empire in Israel is tied together. And finally, your video called World War III and How to Survive. And you have a follow-up video after this 4-DVD set as well.
Yes, and the follow-up video is called the Islam Invasion.
Right.
And there's one whole book of the Old Testament which is devoted to this event, which actually is a full blown description of the third woe, and this is the book of Joel. And if you think you understand the book of Joel, you come and get you look at that DVD and you tell me if that isn't reflecting exactly what's happening word for word, virtually detail for detail, what is going on right now. This is fulfilled prophecy, and sometimes we don't understand a part of the Bible until the prophecy comes true. And
right.
Jesus says, I tell you before it happens so that when it does come you'll believe. And now it
right.
is coming. We have to believe.
But the belief means we have to accede to the infinite wisdom, goodness, and knowledge of the Most High God, who transcends
right.
beyond dimensions. And there's only one sin that anybody can commit, only one, and that's not to hear and do the will of the Most High God. You can't sin against mankind or creation. You can only sin against the Creator. You can do evil, but you can only sin against God.
And that is right.
The most important thing to understand here is that we're at the convergence now where a lot of people are, quote, trying to do their version of good, to do what thou wilt as the whole of the law, which is evil. And these politicians and so on running around, a lot of people think the globalists are just doing evil. No, they're self-centered. They're arrogant. They're intellectually, you know, self-fulfilled, that thinks that this is our version of how we're going to create order out of the chaos. In fact, Satan himself thinks that he's bringing order out of the chaos by sponsoring his versions of dark secret orders to actually control it, like the Pentalpha division of the cardinals that have converted to Islam to push Chrislam even in the Vatican. And people say, no, they're not doing that. Well, you don't know the facts. If you read papers in Italian, you realize the Vatican had ceremonies of Islam and the Quran right beside the Bible even over last Christmas, sanctioned by the Pope. Crazy.
That's right. And the Pope, on his visit to Istanbul, actually went into the mosque and knelt and prayed with the Muslim leaders toward Mecca.
Right. Now, you need to know, and I wanted to say this prophetically. I'm going to ask you a question, Jonathan. If people were to say, who are you, Jonathan Gray? I'll give you a list of what...
I'm one who realizes how much God loves me and what he has sacrificed for me. I can do nothing but love him in return. And I would call myself a Christian whose first and foremost relationship is not with an organization but with my Creator himself.
Exactly. But I'm going to add a few other codicils to that because I can, you know, bless you with these statements because I've known you long enough now. Number one, you're a prophet. You're an end-time prophet. Number two, you're a journalist. Number three, you're an intellectual, honest person dealing with both the geopolitical facts and the biblical facts and the logic behind them. And number four, you're one of the final witnesses, which is 144,000. The final witnesses are the living stones of the New Jerusalem. We are the bride, collectively, us believers, that have already had the seal on our forehead and our hand, which means our thoughts and our actions are directed by God. So, and people, what do you think people would say Dr. Deagle is? Because I'm a physician, I'm a metaphysician, I try to preach the gospel to the people. I'm also a blood descendant of Moses, and I'm a witness to this nation that has fallen, called Ephraimerica. So I'm a witness to Ephraim. And I'm a witness to the apostasy and evil, not only of this nation, but all the Ephraimic nations of Europe, Australia, New Zealand, and around the world, and the apostasy within all of the public faith, Islam, Christianity, Judaism, and so on. If Jesus was back, he'd confront the current Talmudic Jews, and he'd say, he wouldn't be anti-Semitic, he's a Jew, he's a descendant of David. He would say to them face to face, you are of the synagogue of Satan. He said it when he was there in person, and they tried to pretend that Jesus was so-called always nice. Are they crazy? He was not going to lie to them because he didn't know, he wouldn't want to see the perdition of not only the destruction of their physical body, but their soul in hell. He didn't want them separated from the Creator. So I say the same thing. I am witnessing against you for repentance and for recompense so we don't face judgment. In America, in Australia, New Zealand, around the world, your videos are extremely important for people to understand that without repentance, judgment is at the door.
That is right. And it's only because of his love for us that he gives us an opportunity to repent instead of thumping the judgment on our heads immediately.
Right. So when I witness as a witness to Ephraim, when you witness as a prophet and a priest and a journalist to the people at the end of the age, no different than Paul or James or any of the original apostles of the early 12, and it says, you know, there'll be 24 witnessing, 12 from the beginning of the church age and 12 from the end of the church age, and I know that you are one of those 12. I know that we have to witness to the people of earth because they are in such apostasy, the public churches are so crazy and so out of touch with reality, I can't stomach. The only one I can consider, but there isn't one here local, is the Continuing Church of God because they incorporate prophecy within their church. And that's why I have Dr. Bob Thiel on my show. The Continuing Church of God, because prophecy is central to the system of understanding the literally the gospel, the good news that God gave. It's central to understanding the relationship of God to his people. It's central to understanding the reason why Satan has controlled and manipulated our politics and our world and our worldview. And if you don't understand that even Islam, in all its apostasy, it stuck to the fact that it was a Sabbath keeper. It stuck to the fact of not killing their babies. It stuck to the fact that it understood, even though it's crazy, okay, but Islam basically was originally a response by Muhammad to try to get the Catholic Church and the Jews to repent of apostasy. Most people don't know that. The Muhammad original move when he was a teenager was he saw the apostasy within the Catholic Church and the Jews, and his response, helped by the Catholic Church, was to create a response to that in the Levant, if you want to call it, in the Middle East. And the Catholic Church wanted to control him. And when they couldn't control Islam because they were supposed to pass over Jerusalem, they ended up with the Crusades. But the original intent, even though it went vastly wrong, which is why there are even dialogues in the book of the Quran, where you know Muhammad himself admitted to his wife that he may have been having a dialogue with Satan instead of God. I mean, that's where the satanic letters with Salman Rushdie actually came from, which is why they put a fatwa on him in Britain. But people need to understand, Islam arose because of the Catholic Church, but the intentions of Muhammad originally was to reverse apostasy in the Catholic Church and Judaism. Isn't that interesting?
Yes. And his successor, Abu Bakr, did the very same thing, and he actually enlarged on that and did in a practical way try to do this by turning it around. But, of course, Islam and Catholicism now are in bed together, and Islam is fulfilling the aims of the Vatican at this present time.
Right, but it's not regular Islam. Remember, Islam is a chameleon religion.
Yes, that's right.
There are scriptures that can justify any behavior, peace or war or jihad or beheading Christians and Jews. So it's a chameleon. The fact
whatever's convenient for the day. Yeah.
Exactly. So what we have is a satanic Catholic Church that literally in Latin says prayers, because I understand Latin, says prayers and songs to Satan as the father, Lucifer, the father, Luciera, the father of Jesus Christ. How disgusting that in the Vatican they actually sing prayers to Satan as the son of the morning. How sickening.
Yes.
It makes my teeth grind to think that these people call themselves Christians when they're nothing but Satanists.
And the poor rank and file have not the slightest suspicion of what's going on.
Because
at the top.
Unless they listen to this show and they hear Dr. Deagle and think, well, he's either a nut or he's telling the truth. I'm a prophet and a high priest to you out there listening, and God is resurrecting me from the dead at birth in 8 and a half to send me back from heaven to tell you the truth before the time of the end. Believe me, we're really close. We're so close I can smell the sulfur, the breath of the dragon on our backs. And you out there would like to just do ad hominem attacks against those who speak for the Most High God to rescue you from physical suffering and from spiritual death. You need to repent of that first. And then you repent of not being active in terms of supporting people like Donald Trump and praying for him that he doesn't have potty mouth. Praying for him that he has proper advisors, praying that nations that will stand against Hiraj and the massive invasion of Islam to come into the countries, and even looking at Erdogan. Even Erdogan, as psychotic as he is, tried to say he was going to apologize to the Russians, and their response of ISIS is to kill people in Istanbul. I mean, do you get it now out there? Do you get it? You're going to see thousands of Americans die as this heats up, and Obama will just smirk and put his face down and say, you know, you shouldn't persecute Islam. Or our current head of justice, you know, Loretta Lynch. Now you can't say bad things about Islam. Say, yes, you can. You got to stop Islam from coming into the country unless you can vet that they're not terrorists. And you got to monitor these mosques and need to have alliance with the moderate Muslims to say, if you do not blow the whistle on these people, we're going to prosecute you too. We need to start taking, you know, things down and saying, look, if you want to be in our Western countries, you need to integrate with our culture. You need to stop thinking of Sharia law and jihad. You need to start integrating. But, you see, because of the way we treat this situation, we make it amplify and actually increase the chances that we're going to radicalize either first or second or third generation Muslims. And that's why we're in grave risk. And it will take away all our rights. Again, remember, before the election happens, it's very probable there'll be a 9/11 type event with Obama, and they'll put a national domestic security bill that'll be bipartisan, and they'll try to take away all our rights. No more broadcasts like this. No more rights to have guns in public, no more anything. And they'll all say it's to keep us safe. No, it's not. It's to keep us controlled. It's to lie to us and destroy us and eventually to terminate most of us.
Well, so, Jesus himself made a prophecy, Bill. He said, this is going to be a time of trouble such as has not been since there was a nation, even to that same time.
Right.
And unless he intervenes, no flesh would be saved. But well, for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Now,
right.
To say that no one would be left alive unless he came indicates and does suggest that most people are going to actually die in this great Holocaust that's on its way.
Exactly. And I can describe it in specific technical terms, and I can give you benchmarks. I don't know dates, because God restrains the dates so that we will not, you know, lose all hope. But our hope is God. Our source is God's faith, which he gives us faith to get through this mess. Right now, you have to understand, he is kind enough not to tell us specific dates. He's kind enough to give us benchmarks. So always, it says, like the sons of Issachar, they always look forward to the prophetic word and prophecy. And they always had co-prophets, by the way. When Joel and these other prophets were in the cave, there were 50 other prophets prophesying with him to make sure he was correct before he went out to the king or the people and told the prophetic word, because the response, if it was an incorrect prophecy, was to be stoned to death as a prophet. We need to take that kind of level of concern about telling the truth to the people. And your videos are so important, people understand them, that we are literally in the grip of the final months and years of secular history under Satan. And the number of people who have not gotten the truth, they're going to die horrifying deaths, both physical and spiritual, grieves me.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Would you like freedom from health insurance? You're not alone. Whether you're self-employed, a small business owner, or an individual who purchases health care for yourself and your family, Liberty HealthShare could be the answer. Liberty HealthShare has united a community of like-minded people that actually share health care costs. And Liberty HealthShare members are exempt from IRS penalties associated with the Affordable Care Act. Imagine freedom from insurance. You choose your own doctor and hospital. Your medical provider simply submits your bills to Liberty HealthShare for processing. Why wait? You do have choices. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Find out more and get a free monthly estimate right now. For a limited time, use promo code TALK to save $50 when you enroll. Go to libertyhealthshare.com/options. That's libertyhealthshare.com/options.
Welcome back. And Johnson, you mentioned that you want to reveal what God's doing to Muslims. I believe the spiritual darkness is lifting. The prayers of the saints, of all the believers, are sealed in their hearts and their minds and their actions. The number of Muslims that can't be evangelized by pastors and priests and people that go to speak to Muslims, because if you go to these countries, you get beheaded. So Jesus, in fact, is showing up in dreams and visions and supernatural activities that prove that he cares about the Muslim people and their future, too. In fact, I think there's a prophecy that says that he says that Assyria will be my handmaiden, Egypt will be my, my bridesmaid, and then so on. In other words, he talks about these Muslim countries that are now primarily Muslim as if they've finally got it and understand the Creator God and his intention for these peoples at the time of the end, after he's returned. And that means that his intention is not to destroy them.
Yes, because he loves them.
Exactly. And remember now, the Muslims themselves are in a great apostasy, a very sneaky one.
Well, Dr. Bill, as you said, when one turns from Islam to Christianity, the Quran stipulates that he be murdered. And Iraq, for instance, is becoming depopulated of Christians due to the Islamic slaughter schemes.
Right.
They've turned from murder and maim, however, many of these Christians, to sharing kindness and Christ's compassion.
Right.
Muslims are turning to Jesus at a rate that's unprecedented in the 14 centuries of Islam. In fact, more Muslims have become followers of Jesus in the last 10 years than in 1,400 years.
Wow.
And, for example, there were only 500 Christians in Iran in 1980, but now there's more than a million believers in Jesus Christ today, and these people are mainly meeting in underground house churches.
Wow.
In Egypt, around a million have accepted Jesus in the past 10 years. It's a very dramatic development. And Muslims actually are seeing something that Joel prophesied. Now, Joel, after giving the Muslim invasion message, he then continues and promises to pour out his spirit. And he says, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. Now, it's very, very interesting that in the Middle East, this is happening now. Let me give you a few examples. A Muslim man in a Muslim village had a dream about the second coming of Jesus Christ. And it was only Jesus there in his dream on the last day, not Allah. The man was quite shaken. And several days later, he gathered enough courage to share his dream with a Muslim friend in the same village. And he looked at his friend, and his friend turned as white as a ghost. He'd had the same dream.
Wow.
And so the two men then cautiously proceeded to share their dream with others in the same village. And to everyone's surprise, it was discovered that every single person in that entire village had received the same dream.
Oh, my.
And they all became believers in Jesus. How about that?
Now, now you got to understand, God has a sense of humor, but it's a godly sense of humor. No
yes,
one could pull
has.
That off but God could, okay? That's really funny. You got to realize when you're laughing in the spirit, you say, God, you won't do any politician, any comedian, anybody that's wise or witty on earth with the things that you do. That's really funny.
It really is, yes.
Yeah, it makes you laugh. You say, you know, God, you know, when people feel desperate and it's the end and they can't do anything, God's always there. He's always the author of faith. And even when someone doesn't show up, he shows up.
Yes. Our Lord is going into the Muslim world, and he's revealing particularly the last 24 hours of his life, how he died on the cross, which Islam does not teach,
right.
How he was raised from the dead, which Islam also does not teach,
right.
And how he is the Son of God, risen in power, and is going to return very soon.
Right, which the Islam doesn't teach. They try to teach he's coming back as an angel or whatever, and he's converted to Islam, and his name is Isa, and he beheads Christians that won't convert to Islam, which is a bold-faced lie. Because remember, understand that Islam and its very roots is satanic.
That's true.
Yeah.
Now, when these Muslims see Jesus' eyes when he appears to them in dreams and visions, they look at his eyes, they see love coming out,
right.
And this is a continual, consistent report among Muslims is that they sense love like they've never seen before.
Exactly.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. Jonas, have you ever heard of a thing called a Galileo satellite-based imaging system?
Yes, I have heard of it. I have not gone into it.
Okay, I took care of employees working at U.S. Space Command, and I have a photographic memory and know all the technology involved with all these classified projects. It turns out we fully integrated back since the 90s our space-based anti-missile systems and so on with Galileo with Europe. With the current leaving of Britain, which is prophesied since the 1950s by biblical experts, the Brexit, it means a devolution of Europe, not by an army as Lord Monckton and Alex Jones, who is scaremongering, but with bankers, the Vatican, and the globalist pushing form of Chrislam. I see the rise of a Muslim Chrislam superstate happening very quickly in the next few months and years. And I see this devolving to a very bad situation where Sunni, Qatari, Saudi Arabian, Arab Emirates, and money, creating a fault line between Sunni and Shiite Islam, and guaranteeing the future war is between Russia and its allies. And if you look at the table of nations that will come down to Israel at the war of Gog and Magog, and if you look at the lining up of the powers that be in NATO trying to attack and do the regime change, it's very evident we are literally months away from another catastrophe. Even though Mr. Erdogan has basically apologized for the shooting down of the Russian jet, and immediately ISIS attacked Istanbul, I see the rise of basically a Turkic, literally full of membership in this new superstate Europe, where national borders will be dissolved. It won't be, as Lord Monckton or Alex Jones says, it'll be bankers, the Vatican, and the globalists that will engineer this, guaranteeing a future thermonuclear, biological, and chemical war.
You have named the players exactly as I believe they are, yes.
Yeah. So your research and your work shows very clear the foundation bones of when this monster is built. Can you give some more information about the coming Muslim empire? And again, remember, this is a Chrislamic Muslim empire where the mutant Catholic demonic church and the state of It's a Real Hell with the Sabbatean, Satanistic Jews and globalists are all converging on creating a super state to control the whole planet.
Yes. Well, of course, Erdogan does have his design on setting up the super state, being involved in this, and making the headquarters of the country of Israel, specifically Jerusalem.
Right.
Jerusalem is his plan, and Bible prophecy does say that Jerusalem will be where it will be set up. That'll be the headquarters.
But I want to make it very clear, and I don't want people to know that I'm the first and only one saying this. So heed what I'm saying before it happens. That the only day they can sanctify the Temple Mount is on Sukkot by rule of the rabbinic rabbis of the Temple Mount organization. That the abomination is a blood sacrifice set up by Jews in replacement for the ultimate sacrifice of Yeshua, the Father in the flesh, Jesus. That the desolation is to give territory to a satanic superstate proxy, which is a state of Palestine, to Islam. So the abomination that desolates is going to come out of this new rise in the superstate of a Islamic empire. And I guarantee you, it's going to be so evident that war and devastation in World War III is evident that the peace treaty is going to happen very quickly. It could be as early as this fall. I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen really quick. Now that Brexit has happened, these events are going to accelerate, at, you know, the, as they say, the pedals to the metal. How's that?
You're very, very well put. Yes. I do believe that this challenges us to get our lives ready. We don't have much time, and it's going to take most of the world as an enormous surprise.
It won't take us through, because we're the sons of Issachar. We're the prophets and priests of the last days of planet Earth under a secular empire. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of the secular world, where Satan and his minions can rule Earth rather than those who are the sons of God, who hear and do the will of the Father, and create a world that's safe, with strong nations that come down to Israel during the feast days.
Yes. Now, Bill, I'm just wondering whether perhaps the listeners might like to hear a two or three more stories of how God is acting, because it can be scary what we're talking about, and
exactly.
Maybe we should just be looking up and saying,
what are you doing? Yeah, we want to build them up with what God's doing, because he's still on the throne, he's not nervous, and his plan is working.
Yes. He has the final say on everything.
Right.
I'm receiving so many inspiring stories, some of them firsthand, from ex-Muslims. It's absolutely amazing. In one case, a missionary's car broke down, and as he is waiting for help, a man approaches him and asks if he is God's messenger. The missionary learns of a dream that this man has had, that had told him to go to that exact spot to find God's messenger. And so the missionary's car broke down so that he'd meet that missionary at the spot and receive the gospel.
Wow.
And then the entire village from this man belonged to came to faith in Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Now that's in a Muslim land,
right,
where a missionary, to be a missionary is danger. But he didn't know this was he was a missionary. He was an underground missionary with an underground church. But God sent a Muslim man to a broken-down car and said God's messenger would be there. And the messenger went to the village, and the whole village accepted the Lord. Isn't that wonderful?
That's amazing.
Now, dreams and visions are happening, and this is what's going on here. Here's another one. Another underground missionary was given a vivid dream. He saw the familiar street of his city, and a house address. We'll give it a different number. He will refer it to it as, say, 269. The following night, the missionary had the same dream. Again, he saw the address, 269. When he awoke, he felt he should investigate, believing that the dream had come from God. So he went and traveled to that street. He went to 269. He knocked on the door. A man with a white robe, beard, and turban answered the door. He was an imam, a religious Muslim leader. This man invited this Christian missionary, without knowing who he was,
right,
invited him in, and he shut the door. He found himself in a room filled with more white robes and turbans, all sitting in a circle, and the women covered head to foot in their burqas. And to say that this Christian was nervous would be an understatement. Because to talk about Jesus Christ in their presence, whom if they knew that he was a Christian, it could cost him his life. His only option was to accept the robed man's offer of a drink, sit down and chat.
Right.
And then, anxious to leave, he set down his cup and thanked them and walked to the door. And as he arose to leave, the leader of this Muslim group said, "But tell us, you haven't said why you came." And so hesitantly the Christian said, "Well, I had a dream. I saw your street and your house number, so I came, believing God was sending me here."
Right.
And this Muslim leader said, "Well, we also have had dreams that you were coming. We've been waiting for you. We have all become followers of the person in the dream. We have been praying that he would send you to tell us more about him, and he sent you to us. We saw what you're dressed in. We saw your appearance. You are the man. And we gather here secretly because we cannot talk about our faith outside this room. It's too dangerous."
Right.
And as he went to go, they said, "Please come again. There are many more groups like us in this neighborhood who are meeting secretly after Jesus appeared to them." Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Amazing.
I have a friend, actually, a friend in India. He is an underground missionary. He was a Muslim. Terrorists have been trying to get him back to be a Muslim. He's a Christian. And they're thinking that if they can terrorize his family and even through his children especially get to him, then they're going to have success in getting him to be a Muslim. Well, that's a nice motive to become a Muslim.
Right.
The Muslims will terrorize me, so I'll become a Muslim.
Right.
I mean, Christian, Jesus doesn't work that way. Just the opposite.
Yeah.
But let me tell you the story. I don't know if we've got time to finish it before we have the break, Bill, but
it's such an amazing story, I'd like to share it with you. 8 minutes, that's the time.
Okay. Now, this man, his name is Rashid. That's enough. It won't identify him because India is a big place. I won't say whereabouts. He was a commander of a fanatic movement who were planning to either convert back or wipe out Muslim converts to Christianity in India and other Asian countries. And some of their operations were a great success. And he came to know about Paul. This is the man who was a Muslim, who now was evangelizing Muslims. He wanted to give him a big shock by destroying his family and get him to come back to Islam. So he took the leadership of this terrorist group, attacking the family several times, and each time they miraculously escaped. And once they had a plan to kill them at night, but they saw a number of gunmen around the house. Well, the Bible does say that the Lord sends his angels to surround his people in times of danger. Now, another time they were in terrible hunger, and from the school-going children, we know that they ate nothing. Children became very weak. And so they sent a woman with some adulterated fast food to give to the children. This is Paul's children. But on the way, a dog bit the woman, and she could not give the fast food to the children. So then they sent another woman with poisonous chocolate to give to the children. And they thought the children would die because of the chocolate. Well, the boy survived, but the daughter was sinking toward death. Now, what happened was this. The terrorist and his group went to the hospital where the girl was sent because she was getting weaker, and they had an ambulance nearby the hospital to watch the daughter die, and the plan was to kidnap the dead body along with his family in the ambulance and then hold them hostage so that he would become a Muslim again. Now, here are the words of the terrorist. He said, "I saw a ball of light come down from the sky and stand over the room where Paul's daughter was lying unconscious. I saw a hand come out from the ball of light and stand the daughter up in her bed. There was a wound in the middle of that hand, and blood was shown there.
Wow.
I felt giddiness and fallen down. After that, I could not sleep. Whenever I was feeling sleepy, at once I saw that particular hand from which flowed blood. Next night, I saw a shadow of a human face appear behind the hand and ask me, 'Why are you nailing me?'" Doesn't that remind you of Saul?
I am Saul, Jesus.
Yeah. Why are you persecuting me?
Literally the same words, "Why are you persecuting me?" that was told to Saul on the way to Emmaus.
Yes. "I lost my peace. I was afraid to say it to my friends because they would suspect me and I would be killed. I approached Paul, the Christian, with a great burden. I shared everything to him. I thought he would hand me over to the police. But he embraced me with tears. He said to me, "When I was an enemy of Jesus Christ, he loved me. He crucified, rose from the dead, and gave his life for me. In his love, I have to love you, Rashid, because Jesus loves you. I believe Jesus Christ himself brought you here to share his love and salvation. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He gives you peace. Accept him as your Savior." And Rashid now gives his testimony. "That day I accepted the Lord Jesus as my personal Savior." Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
I know the man personally who was a Muslim. We correspond all the time. The man who whose daughter was treated this way, and the hand came out of the light in the sky and restored her to health.
Yeah, this is the kind of power that needs to be demonstrated to show that the works of man will not rescue Islam and the world, but the works of God will. God will use man when he can, but when men can't even go to those areas of the world, God will intervene directly.
That is right. That is true. These sort of things help you to realize what a wonderful, loving Savior we all have. That we, once we come to him, that there's nothing he won't do for us because he loves us so much. And if we're searching for him, he can reveal himself to us.
Exactly. Now, let's look at the timeline of where we're going. Brexit. What do you see happening with Brexit this year, next year, the next few years, in terms of Europe and Islam? Because I see the devolution of Europe and the absorption of Turkey as happening much, much quicker. The current situation with the Haraj, or the massive Muslim invasion, this is going to not decrease, even though they're going to try to get rid of Angela Merkel and other people that are trying to stop the invasion. The financial situation is such that I believe Europe will actually devolve rather than separate, and you'll see a lot of, you know, autonomous countries come out of Europe. I think things are going to be catastrophically bad, not good. I still think Britain will stay out, but I think Europe, because of the financial and the spiritual lies by the Vatican and the moves by the globalists and the manipulations, I think you're going to see things accelerate for the negative, not the positive.
Oh, yes, I do too. Well, you know, Dr. Bill, there is a prophecy in the book of Daniel that refers to, I believe, what's happening. And perhaps I should tell you something here.
Right.
The prophecy, first of all, the prophecy does say, "They shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron does not mix with clay." Remember that one?
Yes.
It says that they'll be partly strong, partly weak. Now, as you go through history, we see this happening all the time. There have been several attempts to resurrect the old Roman Empire in Europe. One was with Charlemagne. I think another one was King Louis. Then there was Napoleon. Then there was Kaiser Wilhelm in the First World War. Then there was Hitler in the Second World War. Now, the Vatican's behind all of these moves because the Vatican wants the whole world. The Vatican is the continuation of the Roman Empire.
They want to be prescient over both the religious and the secular life of everybody on earth. And that's
true.
The titles
in the
Vatican and the Pope. So not just the latest one. Every pope. I talk to some Catholics and they tell apologize and say, "Oh no, we're real Christians. We're Catholics, real Christians." No, the Catholic Church has never been Christian. Christians have existed within the Church because they have what they call baby knowledge of Jesus, and they love Jesus, and therefore, on a very infantile level, they're baby Christians. But in terms of the Catholic Church, it's always been satanic, right from the times of Constantine, when it took over the Church and made it a pagan Church, the Church of Rome.
Yes. But what we're talking about here is the organization, not the common people.
The common people love Jesus.
Yes, they do. And
even
one of these common people will be saved, but the organization is going to be destroyed when Jesus returns.
Right, even the Mormon Church. There's people in the Mormon Church that love Jesus, even though they're in an apostate organization. There's people within Judaism who adhere to some of the ancient Jewish belief systems, even though the synagogues they go to are being preached by people that adhere to the Zohar and the Sefiot Zaira and the Talmud of Babylon and demonic evil. But there's good Jewish people who happen to be living inside the body of these organizations that are patently evil.
That is right. God looks at these people, the people themselves, and calls them his people. He says, come out of them, my people. So they're his people. He loves them. But
come on in, my
the organization, people. It's the organization he's against.
Exactly.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back. And so, Jonathan, now that this event has happened, Brexit, this is a can opener for the final events. I believe it's doing three things. It is guaranteed that Islam will now, we have the forces will Islamify Europe. It, number two, guarantees the fault line between Sunni and Shia Islam is the future fault line between the battles of the parties that are lined up for World War III, the battle of, by the way, these all these battles are one battle. They're not three different battles. The battle of Gog and Magog, the Battle of Armageddon, etc. These are all one battle, but from different perspectives. And the third thing it's going to do is it's going to speed these events up, and so they're going to devolve very, very fast. Which is why Erdogan's panicking now, because he's apologizing for shooting down the Russian jet. And right after he apologized, the next day, they literally caused a slaughter in Istanbul. The fact that Mr. Putin's planning on visiting, and by the way, the West has tried to assassinate him at least a dozen times in the last few years. So the events are really, really going to start speeding up, and it's my suspicion, although it's not a guarantee, we could have some form of peace treaty by this fall, which is the end of the Shemitah or White Voter Jubilee year, and which means if we have a peace treaty that's signed, if they do start to sanctify the temple either this fall or next fall, That has to be on a sukkah. And that day, by the way, and this is the I'm the only one saying this, so I want you to heed it before it happens. If they sanctify the Temple Mount and start the blood sacrifice at the springs of Gihon, which are below the eastern gate, where the Jews still have all that territory, where the springs of Gihon are present, not in the Temple of Antonius, that is the first day of the last 7 years. And that will be the abomination that will desolate, that will guarantee the first day of the last 7 years of secular history. And it says both in the book of Hosea and the book of Acts, when they shall say peace and security, then destruction shall come on them suddenly. The Brexit guarantees the conflict is going to heat up to the point where a peace treaty is inevitable. The peace treaty will bring people into a state of false belief that things are safe now, and it will guarantee Armageddon as they set up the abomination that desolates. Your thoughts?
My thoughts on Brexit is interesting because a friend of mine actually made money by believing the prophecy last week.
Oh, my.
Yeah. See, the prophecy says they shall not cleave one to another, which means that, well, let's put it this way. Napoleon tried by intermarriage upon all the thrones of Europe to keep them together under his power, but God intervened, and there's two wonderful stories I could tell you. Napoleon's troops went to Russia, and the coldest winter in Russia froze his army.
Right.
Now, and that was the beginning of the end, the turning point for Napoleon. Then we have Kaiser Wilhelm of Germany. Kaiser said, where Napoleon failed, I will succeed. And somebody showed him the prophecy of Daniel, which says they shall not cleave one to another. In other words, they can come together for a short time, but they'll be a falling apart.
Right.
And he says, well, that does not fit my plans. And he went ahead and he lost.
Right.
And then Hitler said, where Napoleon failed, I will succeed. And
right.
Hitler lost. Now, today the European Union is trying to do the same thing as these other conquerors, weld back the Roman Empire under one flag, and the Brexit prophecy, the prophecy of what's going to happen to Brexit, a friend of mine actually read the prophecy and says, Britain is going to vote to go out, not stay in.
Exactly.
On that basis, I'm going to do a call option on gold, on August gold.
Oh my!
And he made $2,500 in just a few minutes when it happened.
Because he knew the prophecy was true. Amazing. Back in 2 weeks, Jonathan Gray, get the book BeforeUs.com, the DVDs, 4th and 5th one available. Do it now, BeforeUs.com. Thank you, Jonathan. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.